Within the television industry, there's been a great effort this past year working toward a voluntary ratings system. A final announcement will be made in a couple of weeks. Information about the proposal is leaking out already, and some parents' groups and legislators are calling the plan inadequate. NPR's Brooke Gladstone reports.
The system the industry reportedly has devised will be age-based. That is, it will offer suggested age ranges for program viewing, like PG-8, PG-10, or 12. It will not provide information on program content, whether, for example, a particular show includes violence or sex or strong language. The ratings are intended to work with a TV blocking device called the V-chip that, according to law, must be installed on new TV sets by 1998. Congressman Ed Markey, a Massachusetts Democrat, was a driving force behind the V-chip legislation, and he says the proposed ratings plan falls short of the mark.
It's called the V-chip, after all, because of violence. But no parent will know whether or not any of the programs which are rated have any violence in them at all.
Vicki Rideout is with Children Now, a child advocacy group. She agrees that the TV committee that devised the plan missed the point. Parents need to know what's in the programs in order to make informed viewing decisions for their children.
Is it a violent show? Does it have sexual content? Is it because it has adult language in it? The system that the committee seems to be coming up with doesn't give you that kind of detailed information.
Recently, the National PTA conducted a poll and concluded that parents want specific content information. But Jack Valenti, head of the Motion Picture Association of America and spokesman for the TV industry's rating plan, points to other polls that indicate people are comfortable with the system used by the film industry. The TV rating system is based on the movie model. Valenti said in a statement that TV's parental guidance system will be family-friendly, easy to use, and to understand, and, quote, will be grounded in honorable purpose so that parents can better monitor and supervise the TV watching of their children. The Federal Communications Commission has the right to reject the plan, and Congressman Ed Markey says the FCC should use its power to alter it.
I think the FCC should make it clear that there has to be more information which is provided and that all television sets in America have to be built in a way that accommodates new systems being designed if this one is deemed a failure by parents in the years ahead. There has to be a real sense that Washington is a watchdog and not a lapdog.
If Congress gets in the way of the implementation business, it might be the best thing that ever happened to broadcasters since the V-chip came about.
Chris Stern is the Washington bureau chief of the entertainment daily Variety. He notes that television executives cut a deal with the government last February. They said they wouldn't bring First Amendment lawsuits if the government accepted its voluntary plan. But if the FCC seeks changes, both sides could find themselves in court, putting the future of any TV rating system in doubt. Meanwhile, there are still many unresolved issues, such as how will the industry rate news, talk, and tabloid shows? The ratings planners are expected to tell all later this month. This is Brooke Gladstone reporting.